That was Cake. It's Been a Long Time from their new album. One of my favorite, all-time favorite bands. And now let's get to some celebrity gossip. It seems that Lindsay Lohan has been seen drinking in another country, Paris of all places. Yes, she was out drinking, taking in the Paris nightlife with her new beau, sucking face at the local cafe. It seems that drinking in another country will not violate her probation here. Whatever happened to that cute little girl who won our hearts in the Disney remake of The Parent Trap? It seems that Bristol Palin, daughter of scary Sarah Palin, was in a fight with a heckler on her new reality show being filmed for the Bio Network. It seems that while filming the show, a heckler called her mother a whore and a homophobe, and which Bristol Palin countered back and said was not true. But from where I'm sitting, I think he was right on the mark. Some say the fight was staged, no punches were thrown, but let's just say his comments rang true. It seems that Larry Flint has it in for Rick Perry. He is offering $1 million for anyone with information on a GOP candidate. All I can say is God bless you, Larry. It seems that J-Lo has a new man in her life, and not 6 months after her separation, and I don't think the ink is even dry on her divorce from Mark Anthony. She's been seen having dinner with Bradley Cooper. Now, I must say, in her defense, Bradley is a lot hotter and a lot taller than Mark. So now maybe she can put on those high heels she's been dying to wear. It seemed that 3D movies are going to cost us a little bit more next year. Sony Picture Entertainment has notified theater owners in a letter this week that they will no longer be paying for our 3D glasses. This means as of May 1st, we will be responsible for buying the glasses on top of our ticket price. Now, if you ask me, that's a little screwed up. The marketing is a major policy shift that will follow other studios as well. This seems the cost of 3D accounts for 50 cents of the theater price, and the studios wants the money coming from the consumers and not from their pockets. So I see all those bad 3D movies they've made. They can't recoup because, I'm sorry, Shark 3D or Shark Night 3D? Really? What were you thinking? The timing is perfect because this will coincide with the release of the new Spider-Man movie. Another waste of film and another waste of money. Why do we need another Spider-Man movie? Why do we need to rehash something that was greatly done by, his name went right out of my head. Oh, sorry, guys. Anyway, it'll come back to me and then I'll like spit it out to you. And it also seems that Courtney Love is writing a tell-all book, which is due in stores next fall. She seems that she finally wants to set the record straight about her life with Kurt Cobain, her drug usage, her many lovers, including the Smashing Pumpkins lead guitarist and lead singer, Billy Corgan, and her wonderful rendezvous with Edward Norton. So it seems that Courtney also needs to put some money, some food on the table, even though her daughter is now grown up. So all I can say is, what took you so long? And releasing on DVD this week, Heathers. Ah, for all you youngies out there who've never seen this, it's a great movie. This is the beginnings of Mean Girls and all those teenage angst films. This was the one that put it on the map. It's making its Blu-ray release this week. And for those of you, you really need to see this black comedy. And also releasing this week on Blu-ray is Nicole Kidman's The Others, a sometime creepy yet still old-fashioned ghost story that propelled Nicole Kidman into somewhat stardom. But since Halloween is right around the corner, it'll be a good watch. Alrighty, we have releasing in theaters this week. We have Marguerite, starring Anna Paquin, Matt Damon, Mark Ruffalo, Gene Reno, and Matthew Broderick. Marguerite, who was played by Paquin, can I just say she seems a little bit old to be playing a high school student, is about a high school student who witnesses a fatal accident, which she believes she is partly to blame for. But when she attempts to make amends, she is met with opposition. So it sounds like a DVD rental to me. Don't waste your money. Also starring, since next week is October, or actually this weekend, Halloween movies or horror films are in the ring. We have Dream House, starring husband and wife team Daniel Craig and Rachel Weisz. Dream House is about a couple who moves into a quiet New England town, and they always seem to be quiet New England towns where nothing happened. And they discovered that their perfect home that they love so much was the scene of a horrible murder. And now they have to figure out why everyone's going kooky. Also releasing this week, and this is a really, really odd lineup. It's called Banraku, starring Jars Hartnett. You may remember him from, I guess the only thing that he really did that was worthy was Pearl Harbor. Rudy Harrelson, who we always love. Kevin McKidd from Grey's Anatomy fame, and Demi Moore. Let me just say the lineup alone, as strange as it is, makes me curious to see this film. Buruku is about a drifter and a Japanese warrior who both arrive in a town that is being terrorized by criminals. When they come together, they both learn of their separate missions and join forces to stop the thugs. Yay! Also, an indie film that looks really good that I'm actually dying to see is called Take Shelter. It's about an Ohio man who desperately tries to protect his family after he himself starts having disturbing visions of the world's end. And from the trailers, this looks really, really interesting. Okay. Let's see. We have hit all of our good points. And tonight, since it's Thursday, also opening this week, sorry about that, is 50-50, starring Seth Rogen, Josh Gordon-Levitt. 50-50 is about a cancer patient inspired by a true story of love, friendship, and survival, and finding humor in unlikely places. Seth Rogen and Jason Gordon-Levitt play star as best friends whose lives are changed by a cancer diagnosis in this new comedy. Yay! So, let's go to Game Roundup. Yes, 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 for all you game files out there. There are going to be 10 great games released this fall. The first one is Uncharted 3, Drake's Deception. The second one is Batman, Arkham City. And the third one is Rage. That'll be out October 4th. Batman will be out October 15th. And Uncharted, Drake's Deception will be out November 1st. Battlefield 3. And that'll be out October 25th. Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 3. Well, that looks pretty good. That'll be out November 8th. Assassin's Creed Revelations will be out November 15th. The Elder Scrolls versus Scrim. If you like Game of Thrones, you're going to like this game. That'll be out November 11th. And of course, my old alma mater, Star Wars, The Old Republic. George is still trying to get more out of that license. Anyway, that'll be out this winter. The Legend of Zelda. Yay, for all you Zelda fans. That'll be out November 20th. And Rayman Origins. That would be out November 15th. Also releasing this month is Gears of War 3. It's the fall's first blockbuster. People love that game. And the time is 7:25. And if you're just joining us, I am DJ Misty, your host for The Scoop. And I'm going to play another fabulous song from my favorite band, Cake. And I hope you enjoy this as much as I do. Thank you.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified. I kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights just thinking how you'd done me wrong. I grew strong, I learned how to get along. And so you're back from out.
space. I just walked in to find you here without that look upon your face. I should have changed my fucking lock. I would have made you leave your key if I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go walk out the door. Just turn around. Now you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me with desire? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, not I will survive. Yeah, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. I will survive. I will survive. Of my broken heart, and I've spent oh so many nights just feeling sorry for myself. I used to cry, but now I hold my head up high, and you see me with somebody new. I'm not that stupid little person still in love with you. And so you thought you'd just drop by and you expect me to be free, but now I'm saving all my loving for someone who's loving me. Oh, now go walk out the door. Just turn around. Now you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me with desire? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, not I will survive. Yeah, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. I will survive. I will survive. Yeah, yeah.
Again, this is DJ Misty coming to you from radio.dominican.edu, and it's now 7:30, time for our news break. For all you B of A customers out there, B of A Corporation is laying plans to charge millions of customers a $5 monthly fee to use their debit cards. Other big banks are expected to follow suit. The industry says it needs the fees to recoup revenue it loses because new government regulations that cap that they can charge merchants for debit card transactions. It also looks like model airplanes may be banned soon from model stores. A 26-year-old Boston man was arrested Wednesday and accused of plotting to attack the Pentagon and the U.S. Capitol with remote-controlled model plane packed with explosives. Ferdalis, a Muslim American from Ashland, was arrested after federal agents posing as Al-Qaeda members delivered what he believed to be 24 pounds of C4 explosives. He was charged with attempting to damage and destroy a federal building with explosives. A federal affidavit claims he began planning jihad against the U.S. in early 2010 after becoming convinced that jihad websites and videos that America was evil. Today was the three-day trial of Michael Jackson's, the three-day death trial of Michael Jackson. It was a lengthy trial. Conray Murray, who was the doctor who was charged with malpractice and basically killing Michael Jackson, is on trial for involuntary manslaughter. He did, in moments before and after the paramedics were called to the singer's house because the singer was unresponsive, a bodyguard said that he saw Murray at his bed trying to figure out what was wrong, crying and yelling, call, 911, call 911. The bodyguard said he saw Jackson on the bed, arms outstretched, eyes and mouth open. Murray told him that Jackson had a bad reaction, and Murray was giving Jackson chest compressions with one hand and said they had to get Jackson to a hospital. Jackson was wearing a catheter and was carrying away. The bodyguard Alvarez's deposition was followed up by Jackson's Paris-trained personal chef, who she testified between 12:05 and 12:10, a distraught Murray ran partway down the back stairs to the kitchen screaming. His energy was very nervous and frantic, she said. He was shouting, get help, get security, get Prince. He was flustered and his eyes were big and he was screaming nonstop, get help, get sent. Also, if you are around the Bay Area and looking for something to do next week, the Mill Valley Film Festival is opening, and they will be showing the 30th anniversary of Raiders of the Lost Ark on, I believe it's October 6th. So get your tickets. Raiders of the Lost Ark on October 10th. Also in town, Michelle Yeoh of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon fame, will be with director Luke Benson on Saturday. She will be premiering her film called The Lady. And Glenn Close will be in town on October 9th. And she will be giving a tribute to writer-director Gaston Cabon. And that is it for the news. And as you all know, this last week the Emmys were on. So for all those of you who missed them and who just forgot to tape them like moi, I'm going to read you a couple of people who won. For Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series, Julie Bowen of Modern Family. Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series, Ty Burrell of Modern Family. Outstanding Director of a Comedy Series, Modern Family and Halloween, Michael Alan Spiller. Also, Outstanding Writing for a Comedy Series was Modern Family and Caught in the Act, Stephen Leventon and Jeffrey Richmond. All right, an outstanding writer for a drama series, Friday Night Lights and Always. Outstanding supporting actress in a drama series, Margot Martindale. Outstanding director in a drama series, Martin Scorsese for Boardwalk Empire. Excuse me. Peter Dinklage is the best actor in a drama series for Game of Thrones, which is on HBO. An outstanding lead actress in a drama series is Juliana Margulies for The Good Wife. And in the big categories, PBS came in with an award for Downton Abbey of Masterpiece Theater. Outstanding drama series was Mad Men, of course. An outstanding comedy series was Modern Family. Once again, the Emmys were last Sunday, and if you miss them, I'm sure you can YouTube them and figure out who won and who didn't, who who was disappointed and who should have won. Also, let me just say Melissa McCarthy from, I don't know why it's going right out of my head. I love that show, Mike and Molly. She got best support. She got best actress, and I really truly believe she loved. I mean, she deserved that. She's a funny, funny actress, and if you ever saw Bridesmaid, you would totally understand this woman has great talent. Alrighty, guys. If you're just now joining me, I'm DJ Misty, and you're joining me on The Scoop. I will be with you every Thursday night from 7 to 8, and we are going to take a quick break, and we will be back. And I'm going to play another favorite song of mine from the band Cake. And I hope you enjoy.
Chill me to the bone this year. And something in my mind just got away. Being in the places where we used to be. Somehow being there without you's not the same. Parking lots, office parks, and shopping malls. And all you left were bills you hadn't paid. Winter's chill chilled me to the bone this year. And something in my mind just got away. It's all behind you now. No moving on. Goods. Christmas lights look desperate in this room. Winter's light left me in the dark last night. And jingle bells are smothered in this gloom. Winter's trees freezing in the bitter wind. And autumn's leaves have all been blown.
Hello, and once again, you're joining me, DJ Misty, at radio.dominican.edu for The Scoop. And that was Cake I love Cake. They are a great band. And that was from their new album called Showroom of Compassion. It's a great album. If you haven't gotten it, check it out. They're a great band, local guys. All right. So as I said before, the Emmys were last week. And also on September 18th, it was Tony Bennett's birthday. Yes, our lovable Tony Bennett has turned 85. And many people who were going to attend the Emmys decided to check out Tony's birthday party instead. And we have all kinds of people from Robert De Niro, Katie Couric, Rachel Ray, Whoopi Goldberg. It even opened up his birthday party with a taped message from President Obama. So happy birthday, happy belated birthday, Tony. Also this week, Tracy Morgan of 30 Rock fame was engaged over the weekend to Megan Wallover. And let's see, January Jones of Mad Men fame gave birth to her first son, Xander Dane Jones, on September 13th. But she still is not telling us who the father is. So maybe he was a test tube baby. Also this week, Dolores Hope, beloved wife of Bob Hope, died. She was 102. May we all be so lucky. And ex-Lost star Matthew Fox, 45, will not be charged in the Cleveland prosecutors after an assault complaint. Okay, he got off easy on that. Although she decided that that was not enough, and she filed, the woman who he beat up, she filed a $75,000 suit, including damages and mental distress. And in birthdays this week, Bruce Springsteen is 62. Yeah, he looks really good for 62. Will Smith is 43. Catherine Zeta-Jones is 42. Gwyneth Paltrow is 39. And my God, and Hilary Duff has finally made it to 24. Jeez, that child is still so young. And let's see, it, as I said before, it is the month of October, which brings out all the freaks. And starting on October 21st is NBC's new show called Grimm. And you thought it was just fairy tales. There's also this new police drama talk about why it's nothing like you've seen before. It's all about the scary characters, the unknown. And the soaps, as I told you last week, are now being canceled. And what will we ever do? So instead of dying a nice death and being written off as if so-and-so went over the cliff, the soap stars are trying to make a deal with ABC, NBC, and CBS to get their own soap shows back on air via web series. That's right, folks. Instead of going to the studio and filming and stuff like that, they will film maybe once or twice a month, and those shows will be aired once or twice a month. So they're not going down lightly, and they're trying to keep themselves busy. Also, on The Office, we will miss Steve Carell, but James Spader is taking over, and he will step in this week on The Office playing a powerfully magnetic CEO, Robert California. So check that out if you're a James Spader fan. I just can't look at him anymore. He looks like he's been stung by a bee, and he really needs to put that face down because it's just not good. It's just not good. All right. And if you're wondering what movies are good to see, let's see. Contagion was given a B for reviews. Drive was given an A. That's the Ryan Gosling Drive flick. He is a stuntman by morning and a getaway driver by night. So it's a talk. It's a, you know, a mixture of Fast Five and Roadhouse. I know that's an odd combo, but anyway. Also, I don't know how she does it. Once again, Carrie just cannot put butts in the seats without her girls next to her. That got a C. And Straw Dogs, which looks awful anyway, got a B minus. So you see, they want us to go to the theaters, but they're not putting anything out there worthy of us to, you know, pay money for. So therefore, that is why they are raising prices and stopping the free 3D glasses. And on another note, my favorite director, Tim Burton, is redoing a show called Dark Shadows. He is making it into a full feature-length movie. And the cast is going to include Michelle Pfeiffer, Johnny Lee Miller, Jack Earl Haley, Johnny Depp, of course, Helena Bonham Carter, Ava Green, and Bella Hathcoat. And if you know anything about Dark Shadows, it is a 60s cult classic that will be bringing itself to the big screen. And most of the episodes are out on DVD, and I suggest you check them out. Also releasing this week is Machine Gun Preacher with Gerard Butler and Michelle Monaghan. This is another man who really needs to give it up, okay? You're not sexy. You maybe can sing okay, but you know what? We're not going to pay money to see a man who's not really all that good of an actor. Oh, and I also forgot to mention that Transformers, Dark Side of the Moon. Well, actually, it should have been called Dark Side of the Moon, but it's Dark of the Moon. That came out this week along with a Blu-ray version of the cult classic Pulp Fiction. Yes, that's right. For all you fans out there, Quentin Tarantino can do no wrong with Pulp Fiction. And the time is 7:45, and we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will wrap up our show and let you know that life is okay, things are good, and we're having a good time. So once again, I'm going to play a song from my favorite band. It's Cake All Night, Cake All Day. And this is another great song.
Into the bidding of your
If you're just joining me, you are joining DJ Misty on The Scoop, coming to you from radio.dominican.edu. And we have just a few more minutes, so let's get to some wacky news. Alrighty, Seth MacFarlane, creator of The Family Guy, put out a new album, and he is going to be releasing that this fall. And he has put out something saying why you should buy my album. Now, if you know Seth MacFarlane and you're familiar with The Family Guy, you know he's going to be really good and pretty funny. So his number one reason for you should buy his album is that if you sat through a 3.5-minute Conway Twitty song, you can sit through this. Number two, there are no songs about Friday or any other day of the matter of the week, for that matter. Number three, you can play this album for your stoner friends and see how long it takes them to say, "Whoa, dude, that's Brian the dog singing." Number four, in a few years, it will be revealed that auto-tune causes ear cancer. Number five, Scarlett Johansson was so excited about this album, she posted naked pictures of her bum on the internet. Number six, I use Frank Sinatra's actual microphone. If you don't buy it, the microphone still knows people it can call to have you killed. And number seven, the title track was co-written by Aldolph Green, possibly the last person in 70 years to be named Aldolph. Number eight, hidden with random rappers of my album are 5 golden tickets to tour the Family Guy facilities, so buy a lot. Oh, and the other two online. So I guess you got to go online and get those. And also in wacky news, so it seems that someone cannot get enough of not being in the limelight. Kate Gosselin of Kate Plus 8, since her show has been canceled, is now shopping around for a reality show. But it seems that none of the networks want her, so they're passing on her. Man, that's awesome. Also seems that seven advertisers have pulled out from promoting their products during the Playboy Club, a new series that's airing on Sunday, I believe, on NBC, after being pressured by the parents' television console. So what this means is that the show is in real danger of being canceled. So if you haven't seen it and you really want to watch women in little bunny outfits, you better check it out soon. Also, in casting news, Glee is adding Grant Gustin to play a gay Dalton Academy warbler named Sebastian. He will play a suitor who pursues Blaine. Does that mean things aren't going to get hot with Kurt? And Sonia Wagler of Lost fame and Flash Floored has been booked on a regular role on USA's Common Law, a buddy cop dramedy. She will play a shrink. Don't we have enough shrinks on television? And one of my favorite stars, Jennifer Tilly, is going to make a guest appearance on Modern Family. And she will play the wife of an old friend of Jay's. So, here you have it. That is the wacky news for today. And let's see, what else can we end with that will keep you guys stirring for the next couple of days, possibly into the next week. We're here, it's supposed to be raining next week, but let's see. As you know, many shows don't last on TV a full season, and so networks have to come in and bring in mid-season shows. So this year, mid-season shows that are going to be coming in are from NBC, I'm going to try to repeat the glee that foxes have. It's called Smash. This is a musical drama about launching a Broadway show. Packed serious stars, Steven Spielberg, Deborah Messing, and Idol alumni Catherine McPhee are all involved. Alcatraz, from J.J. Abrams, this man cannot get enough work, comes a mystery about prisoners who vanished 50 years ago but began reappearing in present-day San Francisco to commit new crimes. The man's got an imagination. And then we have GCB, based on the novel Good Christian Bitches. This soapy dramedy stars Kristen Chenoweth as the leader of a clique shaken to reform Mean Girls. And then we have Apartment 23. It looks like James Vanderbeek is trying to get some work. Good for him. Good for him. Considered as female odd couple with two 20-somethings cohabiting and scheming in NYU. Sound familiar? And we have Awake. After a car crash, a detective, Jason Isaacs, Harry Potter, Lucius Malfoy, discover he's been living in two realities. One where his accident wife survived, and one where his son didn't. So look for those. They most likely will start in January of 2012, because most shows, as you can see, are not going to make it to 2012. So they need to fill those spots. And we are coming up on the hour that I must be leaving you and departing and saying farewell. So I will play one more favorite song from my favorite band to play us out. And I want to thank you so much for joining me this Thursday night from 7 to 8 for The Scoop. And once again, I am your DJ, DJ Misty. And have a wonderful weekend, you guys. And I will see you back here next week.
At the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man, still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. Flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down.